Hey everyone, it's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. I'm so excited. We have Vince A. Lancey here today, and he's going to talk all about his book that's releasing today. Vince, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, Denise. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I can't wait to engage with all of your listeners and talk all things Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health.
Yay! And everyone, that music that I started the show out with was the music for your trailer. So why don't you just tell us, since today's actual launch day, what's it like on the day of launch?
Launch day has been filled with nerves, as I'm sure everybody can imagine. It's been the culmination of a lot of hard work. A special thank you to the illustrator on the project, Chris Bridge. She was remarkable to work with. And a special thank to all the experts in the book. Dr. Denise right here is one of them, as well as Dr. Richard Basio, Chris Bridge again, John Infeld, Tony Alexander, Mr. James Durand. Everybody touches on different mental health facets to help improve your mental health one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah, and I know that one thing that's so important for me doing a show like this and having you on, I think it's, we have to remember, like, what is a true influencer? You know, sometimes we look at the numbers, but sometimes we look at the real deep connections that we have and that we make when you're doing the project and all the different people in the book. Even prior to me ever meeting you, you have some inspiring people that are a part of the book. And I know your journey. There's so much to say. So a couple things. One, can you let everyone know, like, what inspired you to write this book, and then talk a little bit more about it?
Absolutely, Denise. We'll have to backtrack a few years to 2013. I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while walking. The speculation started with not being able to make it through the initial evening. Once I did accomplish that feat, the doubt switched to I may never walk or talk or go to the bathroom on my own. So I really embodied this tell me I can't and I will philosophy, and certainly realized that it was time to make my mental health a big priority in my life. Wasn't supposed to finish school, obviously, went back, finished my finance, spoke at the MBA commencement, and saw the reaction from the audience as I was the commencement speaker for the MBA, and realized that my story is bigger than just me. I have an obligation, I feel, to help people battling adversity in all facets. And this mental health brand I've started here, it started with the podcast that you've been on twice, thankfully for me, for the value you provided. That's called A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey. And then that has now transitioned to Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, which is a book for all ages, and it is vital information to reach an optimal mindset, and I just can't wait for everybody to read it.
So, Vince, you're used to doing lots of shows, and you just shared a lot of information in that time. I'm wondering if I want to honor the book and the spirit of today, but I want to also kind of champion your mindset in your healing process. Because to me, you know, I'm a psychiatrist. Everyone knows I'm about wellness, not illness. We're going to talk about some new terms, but I want to go back to the power of your mind. And maybe if you could be vulnerable and share some of the most difficult mental health times, maybe even, you know, right at the time of the accident or what you first remember, and how you, because to me, you inspire this discussion, you inspire me as an individual, because you went through such an unimaginable suffering. And then here you are today. And I want to celebrate that, but I want to go, can we go back to some of those moments of your deepest suffering and what that was like?
Absolutely. I'm happy to share all of these dark moments, because I know most likely everybody listening in has had a similar moment, may not be with an injury from a driver, maybe a death in the family, maybe a loss of job, but people really do hit these bottom areas. And the way you have to look at that is there's only one way to go, and that's up. Things cannot stay this bad, but you have to do the little things. You have to be focused. And I also want to say it wasn't just me that anything happened to. It was my family, my friends, everyone who's maintained contact with me. People who care about others, when something happens to that other person, you care as if it was happening to you or family member. But I can remember being, you know, Denise, 21 years old, senior in college, and a few days before what should have been my last semester, two classes left. And next thing I know, I wake up out of a coma a week later at Tampa General. You see all your friends on social media living their best lives, as they should. It's senior year. We've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Can you tell me when was the first time you had awareness about the accident was when you woke up from the coma?
I was slowly but surely, you know, bits and pieces start to be told to me because of
Did you have any experiencing of higher power or anything during the time of your coma or something that was like out of body experience where you were able to kind of observe or remember anything?
Yeah, you know, I was always a religious person, and you really do find God to a new extent when all of this is happening, right? There's got to be a reason why I'm still here. And now I do realize that God's plan is what's unraveling right now, and my entrepreneurship and mental health endeavors, helping people through my experiences, my stories, and bringing like-minded individuals on my platforms to continue to help people battling similar situations that just need that one story, that one quote from somebody to give them that extra push to accomplish what they know they're capable of.
Yeah. And so who were some of the, I know we've got your family, but, and we're going to talk about the book, but who are some of the key kind of mental wellness or doctor angels or what you remember during that most intense time of recovery of being able to talk and walk again?
Well, I describe my inner circle as my Tampa family at this point, even though I had grown up in New York, 1,000 miles away. Tampa had always felt like home to me. It's where I became a man and made lifelong friends, lifelong connections, friends who became family. And these people were just by my side, and I don't want to leave anybody out here. My aunts and uncles and cousins from around the state of Florida came. My mother never left my bedside. I unfortunately don't remember seeing my father, family, friends, or sister because of the traumatic brain injury and coma in the beginning. But this dean of students, Dr. Stephanie Russell Krebs over at University of Tampa, my advisor, Dr. Lonnie Bryant, the amount of support they showed my mother in this difficult time is something I can never repay anybody for, because she is a dean of students, right? He's my advisor. They know me. They have a lot of students as well, right? But when one of their own, something significant happens to Dr. Krebs especially, and I describe this in my first book, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, where her motherly instincts in combined with her role as a dean of students took over, and the role she played for my mother is just, I'm so thankful for that.
So I just want to say that there's a real hope currency and a real love currency. And I think we're going to talk about the book, but this is Vince's inspiration. This is his journey. He wants to give back. He wants to have service because he had so much love, so much support, so much compassion. And I know we're here on earth and there's the material realm and we need to, you know, obviously we're going to talk about your entrepreneurship later. There's the fiscal kind of what we need for food, shelter, clothing, and to be happy. But then to have the spiritual wealth that you've had around you, when I first met you on the phone, your voice, your attitude, your energy, your smile, it's obvious that you've had so much love. And I know you've had so much suffering, but you've had so much love around you. And I think people really need to remember when we're talking about wellness, mental health, and thriving, that person's kind word, quote, hug, belief in us, also talking about things in new ways. That's how I think we thrive. And like, I'm just so honored that you reached out to me. In fact, wasn't it one of your Tampa? How can you tell everyone how you and I connected? Because it goes back to Tampa, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing University of Tampa instilled with me is using the resources you have and try to learn from people who are doing things that you want to do, right? So when the book came out, Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption, pretty much about a year ago, or might be the 1 year anniversary in a couple of days, which is exciting. But I had this, how do I describe it, Denise? I lost my train of thought here.
That's
I'm so passionate about it.
What's coming is inner knowing. Was it inner knowing?
Well, at UT, what they tell you to do is, you know, like I say, try to emulate people who are successful at what you're doing. So what I did was I got on the computer and I researched the top mental health influencers, right? And your name was at the top of every list. So I started reaching out to these individuals. And granted, I knew not everybody was going to respond to me because that's just the way it is. And here I look at my email one day, Denise responds, she's open to me sending her a book. And then from that point, she became the first ever guest on my podcast, The Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey.
Thank you for that. And also just thank you for what you're doing. And I'd love to hear, you know, how do I want to put this? You know, we all have like inner knowings or inner intuition. So I get a lot of messages, a lot of direct messages. Also, I'm also a doctor in private practice, and we're in the middle of the COVID pandemic. And I'm, you know, I'm also a single mom. I don't talk about that a lot because I don't want it to sound like, oh, woe is me. No, I love being a mother, but I, you know, there's only energetically so much of what we can do, but there's certain energy frequencies when you open up an email or you make a decision to respond that you're just like, whoa, this feels great. And so I felt that way when you reached out to me, and I had deep compassion. And I also love your family. I have to admit, I went through, because I do get quite a few books sent to me, I read the beginning of your book, but then I feel like I got to know you through your shows, through our work. And I love your family. Like, you're from a very hardworking, really no-nonsense, strong character family. And I think when we talk about mental health and well-being for our children, supporting, you know, that structure, great work ethic, doing, you know, having our actions, thoughts, and words match up. I mean, you had such the ability to have resiliency through healing, through your faith, through the love that you have, through the team that you have. And I think we all need to remember that what we put into our mind, what we put into our body influences our mental health. And this is probably a good segue into what inspired you to do the book, the people, and also the tips in the book, right?
Yeah. Again, you realize your story is bigger than you. No matter what your story is, everybody listening, your story can help other people. And it's just transcended now to collaborating with like-minded individuals to compile this incredible resource. And the fact that it's finally here, it's finally out to the world, is a huge weight off my shoulders, of course, because as an entrepreneur, it's your baby. You know, you have different products and services. These are the things I'm passionate about, and I put my entire heart into it. You know, countless 12, 15-hour days making it, the brand stick, the book possible. And I really couldn't have done it without every expert in the book, all the support from mentors in my life. And it's incredible to be a part of.
And Chris Bridge, I want to tell everyone the way I met Chris. And then when Vince reached out to me, Chris Bridge and I met, you're going to love this story. Back in 2015, I was just starting social media, and I met this wonderful woman named Connie Rankin. And you know what's interesting? Connie could have passed away when she was 5. She was in an accident. And so Connie wrote this book called God Gave Us Wings. I got to know Connie. Connie introduced me to Chris because we all had this connection with wanting to be of service and love for children through literacy, through wellness, through faith. And so the reason why this illustrator, this gorgeous illustrator, Chris Bridge, like, you know her, is because I was fortunate to meet her through Connie Rankin. And so the way I look at it is, we don't know at that moment in time when we're being reverent, when we hit a yes to a direct message, or we pick up a call. It's really kind of cool the way we can all meet via, like, and also I love the different age ranges. You know what I'm saying, Vince? Isn't it cool? Like, all the people you're meeting through your show and through your book.
Yeah. And Chris and I, and you were involved in the beginning on the first Zoom. We did the entire project through Zoom. I'm here in Tampa, Florida. She's out in Houston, Texas, and we made it happen.
Yes. So do you want to talk a little bit? I know you don't want to give the whole book away, but do you want to talk about some of the, I know that we can talk about how, what you interviewed me for the book, but can we talk about some of the amazing people and like what you hope to accomplish once COVID lifts more with talks? And what is your vision for who gets to get this book and, like, you know, everything? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I definitely am going to leave some stuff for everybody to enjoy in the book. But the book came together so nicely. Chris and I shared such amazing conversation throughout the book. I'll cherish it forever. We went back and forth. And the plan was actually to make a children's book first. And I had written this children's book, and we're going back and forth for a few sessions talking about the book. And we had this vision, and Chris's advice was great, that maybe we go for everybody right now, because I wanted to hit the mental health children's book because of the time we're in right now, how much help these children need, just extra advice to help parents have the conversations that are difficult with their kids. All of a sudden now transformed to this all ages book with a deeper dive section, it's called, in each expert section, which fills more sophisticated information to help your children with their mental health difficulties based on the information in that chapter. Another area I'd love to touch on is the social distancing section. Each expert has their own day, as the book's made to improve your mental health, one day for every week, for 1 week, and then those become into habits and lifestyles. But the social distancing section gives you the ability to apply that information right now in present time with all of the madness that's going on. We provide you with tools to thrive right now. Obviously, the expert gives great advice in their section, and the chapter concludes with an activity relevant to the reading you just had. And Denise, if you'd like to give a sneak peek into your activity, I'd love to chat about it.
Well, I think one reason why we're here is that we both champion new ways of thinking and talking about mental health, positive mindset, resiliency. But we do know that sometimes, especially for me as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, the Western medicine way, I champion science. However, a lot of the words that we use, like the word disorder, especially when talking about mental health, actually prohibit people from coming and seeking help. There's a lot of shame. It's almost like people feel like it's their fault if they're anxious, or it's their fault if they're sad. And so one thing that I'm so passionate about, and I did get a lot of, how do I want to put this, cheerleading from the side. I had been using this new word for a while. There's the neurotypical and neurodiverse words that are used in sort of the science, the research. And I thought one day, I was reading the book Neurotribes, which was about kind of the different perceptions of sensory awareness, autism. It's an incredible book. And I thought, what about a word that really encapsulates all mindsets? So then I thought, Denise, if you want to bridge, you have to still keep your mind in science. So why don't you stick with the neuro, because you are a doctor, you're board certified, honor science, honor Western medicine. But why don't you have something that really kind of gives everyone permission to talk about their inner knowing or their inner mindset? So then the word neurostyle, started using it, Vince, and people like Kirk Miller, Dr. Beth Frates at Harvard, all my friends, and my friends even started using it. Well, my neuro style. And then when I went to India and I spoke at the Dalai Lama's Body, Mind, Life, I introduced it there. And then finally, people are like, Denise, you know, you are a doctor. You probably should trademark this. This is a very wonderful way to talk about something. And from a non-ego standpoint, I didn't trademark it for a while because I'm like, oh, it's all of our words. But then I'm like, wait, we're on earth. Mm-hmm. It does make sense. I'm an MD. Why don't we really also put this word? So the word I came up with was neurostyle. And I define it as we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. And that includes biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual. And it really bridges all mindsets around the globe, East, West. And also, to be honest with you, if another being came from another universe, I mean, it's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. And so I think when we have new ways of talking about it, and I'm not saying don't ever say I have OCD or I have generalized anxiety, or I'm not afraid to diagnose as a doctor when I'm my doctor hat, but very quickly, Vince, what people embrace is their own human experience, their own inner world. Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling anxious? Am I hopeful? And when you have new ways of talking about it, and you don't have to even say neuro, you can say my style. So when you have a way of talking about your feelings in a non-shaming and a non-illness way, I think you already start the healing process, much like you. You to me are a mental health warrior. You're a mental health champion. To think of you on the side of the road, to going from a coma, to having all this love with your family, friends, and your health team, I'll just say your health team, team Vince, think about all the love and all that. There's sadness too. Like, oh my goodness, will I ever walk? Oh my goodness, will I ever talk? And so other people listening to this, if you've ever felt like, I've got patients that are having agoraphobia right now during COVID. I have people that are crying where I'm helping them just go from their house out to finally just even to be in their car. I have people that are now off heroin during COVID. So we all, you know, people, this is what I do, you know, as a doctor, but then as an influencer, these discussions with people like you and knowing that you have a book like this coming out, this inspires me, Vince. So I just want to thank you because you inspire me and this book inspires me.
Well, right back at you, Denise. And I think something we both stand firmly on is making sure you take time to do the things that you enjoy and truly make you happy. No matter what they are, we have to remember to be kind to ourselves. And I love having my mental health day each week. I'm rolling on all cylinders and could easily work 7 days a week. But through trial and error, obviously, you learn you need that day. And that mental health day, I fill with things that I truly love to do. And it is on Sundays during football season, even though the Jets, I should say, winning this is not very good for my mental health. But I really am just watching at this point, just to watch. But it's what I enjoy.
Yeah. So I think the one thing that's very important about this book, and we're going to talk about how people can find it, is that it's really meant to inspire children to think about children and parents and teachers and people to have new ways of talking about prevention, good health, good sleep, good nutrition, fitness, movement, and talking about your inner world in a non-shaming way. So let us know a little bit, what do you have in store? Do you have any talks coming up? I know we're in the middle of the pandemic, but what is your vision with the launch of the book today and what do you hope to accomplish with the book?
Well, we've certainly had to adjust ourselves, some say pivot, because of this. And as a speaker, I rely on being with people. So now I'm kind of transitioning to the virtual interface, Zoom engagements, if you will, where now I wanted to have the ability to still speak to students. Obviously, this book isn't the children's book for elementary school students, but it is equally as important for the parents in elementary school. So I'd like to start by really zooming into middle schools and high schools, colleges, having them have my book as well to go through it together and talk on my experiences relating to mental health to help others. Something me and a fellow University of Tampa alumnus, DJ Wildcard, his name is a music producer. He created some music for me to create a children's sing-along for my engagements with younger kids down the road. It won't be available to the public online, but keep that in mind if you're listening and you would like that for your child. But as far as this book right here, like I said, Zoom engagements to the older students and businesses as well. I'd love for companies to use their mental health initiative that they desperately need to take on a book that's filled with so much value from 7 mental health experts across the country.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And I love that you said virtual because you and I are going to have a conversation later this week with someone. And we're all adapting to, like right now, before I got on this call, my son, you know, he's on e-learning. He's on Zoom school. And so I'm looking at new ways of reaching people that you and I will talk about maybe on another show, but the virtual platform and being creative and having a multi-sensory experience where people are truly engaged so that they stay connected right now is a real challenge. And I think you're doing an incredible job. So meaning like with your podcast and everything, can people find out, number one, we're going to have a blog link to this, but where they can find your book and where they can find your shows?
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so. Everything is at vincentalancey.com. And right now we're opening a shop up on the site, which is exciting, in 2 weeks, which will offer exclusively signed books from me and a personalized message in each copy. Because as a human being, I can't really compete with Amazon's overnight delivery. But what I can do in return is to sign each book with a message. But the book is available on Amazon. However, of course, there's links on my website, vincentalancey.com. Click the podcast tab. You can find everything you need there for everything I offer.
Thank you so much, Vince. And this is the music that's part of your whole launch.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
This is the book trailer. You'll enjoy it. It's on my YouTube channel. Vincent A. Lancey is that channel, but everything's on my website. Denise, thank you so much for having me on your show again.
Thank you, Vince. Have a great day and congratulations on all that you do.
You as well. We'll talk later on today, I'm sure.